and pressing on the upward way, new heights I'm gaining every day. Still praying as I'm onward bound, Lord, let my feet on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand.
It's time once again for It's a Good Life. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
In the book of Ephesians, we've been given several admonitions as to how we are to conduct ourselves as saved people. And it's also given instruction to people who need to be saved. And we left off in chapter 5 and verse 14 the last time, and we talked about this, where it says, "Wherefore he saith, Awake thou that sleepest." Now, many times we look in the wrong place to hear what God has to say. Sometimes we look to the preacher for what God has to say. Well, you know, if he's using the word of God, then that preacher is doing what's right, and we can hear from the Lord as that preacher gives forth the word of life, the word of God. But the Bible says here, "Wherefore he saith," that's God speaking. We sometimes look for the voice of God in many wrong places. We think that he's going to give us some kind of a big sign. In other words, something is going to take place that will draw our attention to what God is saying. Well, the Bible teaches us that God speaks to us in that still, small voice, just as he spoke to Elijah. As Elijah was, and let's face it, he was hiding out. He was afraid, and he was hiding out, and he thought he was the only one left of God in that area, in the world even, but God set him straight. He said, "You're not the only one left." Elijah was hiding out. He was a saved man, but he was scared, and he was hiding out. So God spoke to him. It wasn't in the earthquake. It wasn't in the fire. It wasn't in the wind, but God spoke to him in that still, small voice. It wasn't something that was loud and roaring. It was that still, small voice. So we don't look for God in the big things, the big noise. We need to look to God for how he speaks to us. And I believe he speaks to us through his word today. He speaks to us through that still, small voice. And they who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. The Holy Spirit of God imparts truths to us. He gives us that because he lives within us. The Bible says in Ephesians 5:14, "Wherefore he saith, Awake, thou that sleepest." Pay attention. Arise from the dead. A saved person many times are just acting like those people who are unsaved. The people who do not know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. And of course, the Bible says that these people are dead in trespasses and sins. And so were we until we trusted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. So quit acting like that again. Arise from the dead. Get some life in you and tell other people about Jesus. Help your brother and sister to know more about the Lord. Help your brothers and sisters to grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Join your heart together with other individuals, other safe people in the local congregation, singing praises to God and giving him all the glory. And what's going to happen? Ephesians 5:14 says, "And Christ shall give thee light." The more you learn, the more you're going to learn. The more you study about Jesus Christ, the more you're going to learn about him. The more you study about what God has for us in the future, the more you're going to learn about the future. The more you study and learn, you're going to learn more about the glories that we're going to have with Jesus Christ in the hereafter. Now, Jesus Christ is coming soon. The Bible says that he's going to come with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and say, "Come up hither." And those of us who are alive, we're going to go up to be with him. And that's called the rapture of the church. Some people make fun of that. They say the rapture is not mentioned in the Bible. Well, I disagree. The Bible says we're going to be caught up together with those who have gone before. We're going to be reunited with our loved ones. We're going to be Now, there are some people we've never met, but we're going to be united with those people who have gone on before, and they've trusted Jesus, and they're coming back with him, and we're going to be united and reunited in the clouds. The Bible says that Jesus is coming soon, and I'm looking for that. And the Bible also says that there's a crown of righteousness that's going to be given to those who love his appearing. Now, I love his appearing. I want that crown. I'm looking for the Lord Jesus Christ to come back at any moment. I love the thought of knowing that I'm going to be with him. That doesn't mean that I'm not apprehensive. I'm still in this human body, and I really don't know what all to expect at this point except what God tells me in his word. He gives me enough to know that I'm happy, and I will be even happier when I'm with the Lord. Jesus Christ gives us light. When we arise from the dead, we've come back to life. God gives us life once we've trusted Jesus as Lord and Savior. Arise from the dead. And we've arisen from the dead. And let's not act like we're still dead, but let's get busy for God. And let's tell others about Jesus. Let's help our brothers and sisters in Christ to serve God more and more every day. Encourage each other. And letting each other know that we're looking for the coming of our Lord. And notice, when we do all of this, Christ shall give thee light. We learn and we keep learning. We learn and learn and learn and learn. Think of those people who are with the Lord right now. I believe they're still learning. I believe that the Lord Jesus Christ is the best teacher that anyone could ever have. And we read of his teachings in the Word of God, and it's great. But when we get to be with him in glory, it's going to be even greater, because our faith will be sight then. Our faith that we have right now, believing that Jesus Christ is coming for us, is going to be made sight. He's coming for us, and we're going to see that. And when he comes, we're going to see him as he is. We're finally going to see Jesus Christ. Now, there's many paintings and drawings and pictures that people have done of the Lord Jesus Christ. But when we're with him, when he comes for us, we're going to see him as he is. We're going to really see Jesus. It's not going to be a picture. It's going to be him. And we're going to be with him forever, 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 never ending, forever. Because we have eternal life. That life is in Jesus Christ. And think of it, together with the Lord forever. You need to get excited about that. If you're not excited, you need to awake from the sleep that you're in. Ephesians 5:14, wherefore he saith, awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. If you're unsaved, he says, arise from the dead. He offers life to you. When you accept what Jesus Christ has for you, he offers you life, eternal life. And once you accept that, it says Christ shall give thee light. More and more and more. More things to get excited about when you trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Well, let's look briefly now at verse 15 of Ephesians chapter 5. Isn't it great to know Jesus as Savior? We need to be excited about knowing him and walking with him and looking for more things that he's going to show us more and more as we get into his word. As we study the Word, someone says, why do you get so excited? Because we have the Word. I have the Word that I look into, and I can see what has taken place in my life, and I can see what's going to take place in the future. Jesus is coming back soon. Are you ready for him? Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 15, it says, because of all these things that we've studied at this point in chapter 5, he's given us admonitions. He told us to awake from the sleep that arise from the dead, and He's told us things to get out of the darkness. Don't live in the darkness. Don't do the things of the unsaved. He says, see then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. Ephesians 5:15. You notice the word here, circumspectly. Circumspectly here means diligently. Walk diligently. It also means perfectly. Walk perfectly. And it also means carefully. How can one word mean so many things? That's because God wants us to see these things. We're to walk diligently, perfectly, carefully, and anxiously. This is what I was talking about earlier, about being excited about Jesus coming back for us in the clouds. We're to be anxious for that. And we're to look for him I've talked to so many people. Maybe they have a sickness, maybe they're elderly, and they want to know why they're still here. And I've thought about this. And even we who are not sick and not hurting, we wonder why God has left us here. Well, he's left us here to be a witness for one thing. He has a purpose for us being here. But when I talk to a person who is ill and something's going on in their life and they don't understand why God is leaving them here, you know, I believe that they're anxious. I believe they're anxious to be with the Lord. How many times have I been with someone and talked with them, that saved person, and I've carried on a conversation with them and we've shared with each other the joys of knowing Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. We've talked to each other. We've encouraged each other. And now I know that they were anxious to be with the Lord. They have gone on to be with the Lord now, and many times after I've shared with them the goodness of God and they've shared with me the goodness of God, within a few days or a few hours sometimes, they are with the Lord. They don't have to be anxious anymore because they're now with him. And one of these days I'm going to see those individuals that I've witnessed to and I've talked to, and they've talked to me. And one of these days, my anxiousness is going to be made sight, because I'm going to be able to see them once again. And the more that these days go by in my life, the more anxious I get to be with the Lord. Oh, it's not only to escape any pain or suffering that goes on in my body. That's not the only reason that I'm anxious. I'm anxious to see my Lord and my Savior, Jesus Christ. Well, we'll get back to the verse here, Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 15. It says, "See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise." Remember, that word circumspectly means to be diligent, to be perfect and careful and anxious. Well, the people in the church at Ephesus were to take special pains to guard against the temptations around them. We've read about this now. They were to live as they ought to, because they were new creatures in Christ, as the Bible teaches us. Just as each one of us who trust Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, we're new creatures, according to the Word of God. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new." Now, it's not as new as it's going to be one day, because I'm going to have a new body. I'm going to have a body fashioned like that of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, I'm not going to look like him. I'm not going to be him, but I'm going to have a body like his. He came out of the grave. He received a new body. He has a resurrected body. And just as he has a resurrected body, I too will have a resurrected body one day. And this is another reason to be anxious, to get rid of this old flesh, to get rid of this old body. No more pain, no more sorrow, no more temptation, no more trouble. It's all bliss with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Now, this old body hasn't passed away yet, but it's going to one day. And I'm going to receive a new body fashioned like that of my Lord and my Savior. And my question to you today, do you know him as your Savior? You need to trust him. Ask him to come into your heart. Trust him today as your Savior. He is God. He is the Savior. He died for you on the cross of Calvary. And the good news is he's alive. And because he lives, you can live by trusting him. "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Call upon him today and he'll save you.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.